We will call the June 6, 2022 Board of Adjustments meeting, Sussex County Board of Adjustments meeting back to order. Next case.
Case number 12,698, Kathy Harris seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Pondview Drive within the Red Mill Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 31274 Pondview Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 12. They're seeking an 8.2-foot and a 1.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Kathy R. Harris. My address is 17685 Gravel Hill Road, Milton, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And this is Kathy with a C.
This is Kathy with a C. And I don't want my husband to fuss with me because I said my maiden name or my other name. That's nerves. Yes, ladies, gentlemen.
Well, there's nothing to be nervous about.
I know. I thank you for hearing my case tonight. I think it's a kind of an odd one, but the right rear corner, as you're looking at it from the road, is very close to the property line of the neighbor. 1.8 feet, according to the map. That structure was first built in 1940, I believe, five. Has been added on to at least once, and that's where the point or the issue came in to being. As it is, that rear corner is 1.8 feet from the property line. That property was purchased by a friend of mine who has since passed away. She left it to me. We purchased that in 1981. And that's how it existed at that time.
Can I please upload your map?
If you wanted to speak, you will have to come up to the podium, be sworn in.
Okay. Well, as I said, the building on that property existed well before we ever purchased it. And we don't plan on it doing any other development to it. In fact, I'm actually considering selling it. And that's one of the reasons I had to come before the board is because in looking at selling it, I was told I had to get a variance for that property line. As I said, the property was purchased in 2001. The building was already there. And that addition was built in 1984. Which is what has caused this particular issue. The neighborhood is not affected by that. The neighbor whose property line I'm so close to, Mr. John Brown Sr., I talked with both him and his son, John Brown Jr., just last week. They have never had an issue with this. It does not really affect the neighborhood. In fact, the past several years, my husband and I have renovated. This started out as a fishing cabin. There were seven of them. I don't know how they ever decided to put the boundaries where they did, because that house would have always been too close to the property line. But we have been renovating it. We've added siding to the outside to make it more appealing. But as I said, the neighbor has no complaints about it being there.
Does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I want to make sure I get the timeline right. Do you know when the original house was built?
It was somewhere in the 1940s. I believe it was 45, as a fishing cabin. And then it's been renovated, I think, twice.
Did you say there was an addition added to it?
There was.
When was that?
1984.
So 1984 gets the addition. What part of the house is the addition? Is it the part that's extending into the setback?
Yes.
Okay, so the problem was really created more in 1984 maybe so than earlier.
Right. But even so, the house sits at an angle. So even before that addition,
even before
it
that,
would have
it
been
still
too close. Yes.
Yeah. And then when did you say your friend purchased it?
Yes.
When did she purchase it?
October 2001.
Oh, okay, recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I understand now.
And then she passed away in 2002, and I received
it. Left it to you, and now you want to sell it.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the original property was within this existing setback even before we had a code?
Yes, sir.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I see there's a, from the survey that we have, there's a pump house in the middle of the lot. Is that still there?
No, sir. That has been moved to the, well, what I consider the back of the house, but it actually faces the road.
Is this serviced by well or septic?
Yes, both.
Where are those located?
The well is in the backyard and probably 10 feet from his property line. The septic is in the front yard, probably, say, 30 feet from the house, maybe a little more.
Are those both in the building envelope?
I don't understand your question.
So we have a property, have setbacks, the area we were able to build is considered the building envelope.
Oh, yes.
So those systems are in the building envelope?
Yes, sir.
And is there a slope from the rear of your property to Red Mill Pond? Does it drop down?
No, there's a bulkhead there. Okay. It does drop down, but there's a bulkhead.
How far does it drop down?
4-5 feet.
I don't think it's about a foot or so.
Well, you're talking the water. I'm talking the ground.
No, I'm talking the ground.
Okay.
Best guess.
What? I'd say 4 feet.
4 feet. Mm-hmm.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12698? We have one. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12698? Operator? Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12698 for Kathy Harris. For the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique physical conditions due to the pre-existing building location. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12698 has been approved.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.